Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is pleasant across Israel today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a mix of sun and clouds. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack, Mohammed Mushtaha, has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the UK has condemned Prime Minister Netanyahu for his comments, calling Britain an Islamic Republic. Times of Israel covered this earlier today. Also this hour, a mother and daughter were found on a bus in South America after an extensive cross-continental search. This was reported by Walla just a short time ago. Separately, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem remains in the top 10-0 global universities. Israel Hayom shared this news less than an hour ago. And finally, an assault occurred at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan during Shabbat services. JTA has the details from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Danny Danon, a former Israeli ambassador to the UN, posted earlier today about a violent incident in a New York synagogue. He emphasized the ongoing threat of anti-Semitism. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, wrote recently about the distinction between criticizing Israel's policies and being anti-Zionist, calling the latter racism. Mark Leibowitz, a social commentator, shared his admiration for an event, comparing it to a vibrant 4th of July celebration. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, the IDF confirms his involvement in the hostage situation during the October 7th attacks. According to Ynet, Mushtaha died from injuries sustained in a July airstrike. This development impacts the ongoing conflict dynamics as Israel continues to target key Hamas figures. Turning to the diplomatic tension between the UK and Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks about Britain have drawn sharp criticism from British officials. The Times of Israel reports that the UK has formally raised the issue with Jerusalem. This diplomatic rift could influence future bilateral relations between the two nations. Meanwhile, in a dramatic rescue operation, Mali and Liel Yahalomi were located on a bus in South America. Walla details the cross-continental search that led to their discovery. The successful collaboration of international authorities highlights the importance of global cooperation in missing persons cases. On the academic front, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem is once again among the world's top 10-0 universities. As reported by Israel Hayom, this recognition underscores the institution's continued excellence in education and research. It strengthens Israel's reputation as a leader in higher education. Finally, the attack at New York's Central Synagogue reminds us of persistent security concerns. JTA reports that the assailant injured a congregant and a guard before being apprehended. This incident adds to the urgency for enhanced security measures in places of worship worldwide. On the economic front, first, the Israeli tech hub Yokneam faces a major shift. The mayor acknowledges the decision of a chip giant to build a campus in Kiryat Tivon. Mariv Business reported earlier today that this move will inject hundreds of millions into the local economy. Separately, Asaf Rappaport, founder of Wiz, is negotiating to acquire McDonald's Israel franchise. Ynet Business covered this development, highlighting Rappaport's significant influence in tech, time, and business circles. And finally, the Defense Ministry seeks innovative ways to detect drones using cell phone networks. KTEC detailed this initiative, aiming to improve national security through cutting-edge technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.